You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, Coach, I hope you enjoyed Sunday, and I'm sure you got a chance to watch film of the game from Saturday. What did you see that you liked and things you need to work on?
Offensively, just keep working on our ball movement and sharing the ball. Felt like we got some good shots, which will knock them down. And defensively, they scored six times in the first half with 1 second on the clock. And you know, I'm going to say it 1,000 times. You guys have heard me since I've been here. We got to do a better job with a three-point shot. We just have to, and especially in those types of situations.
Your rebounding the last few games has been dramatically improved. Anything to that?
Just focus. Coaching staff has done a great job of getting our guys to focus, especially positional guys. And then it's, you know, when you focus on it, and we can be more physical team, and this is legal ways that we can be more physical. That's huge. And so it's just more so of a mindset, and they had a great mindset the last two games for sure.
And Terrell again this week, conference player of the week. You just tell us, I know he's just been a monster this year for you.
It's well deserved. You know, everything with him has been earned. It's been earned and with hard work, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. And to see those, not just his numbers, but his will to win and some of the plays that he makes to do everything he can to do to win, it defines him. And so really, really well-deserved.
All right, Percy, go ahead.
Hey, you know, just along those lines, you know, also it came out today, Bob Cousy watch list, and I was a little surprised that Terrell was not on that list. Just your thoughts.
You know, you got to keep winning. You keep winning, and he'll be on that list. He's been one of the most impactful guards in the country on a team, I believe. And just got to keep winning. And those type of accolades happen when you win. And that's what we've been doing so far. We've got to keep it up, and he'll keep doing his job. I know he wants to win championships, and he does everything he can to do that. And he's been really, really good so far.
And I know that we touched on this after the last game, but as you see these teams now for the second time, are you having conversations with Terrell about maybe things that he needs to do to still be effective?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things. Certain teams that load up on him, you know, just got to keep making the right reads and knowing that he trusts his teammates, and his teammates are playing more confident, knocking down shots. And, you know, as we keep moving forward, the more balance that we have with other players makes his job a lot easier because his ability to score is – and to get to where he has to get is pretty unmatched. And, you know, we study, you know, all these other teams, you know, the game is constantly changing. It's constantly being evolved. Your weaknesses now stand out, strengths, weaknesses. How do you beat the Huskies? How do you beat these teams? And, you know, it's the same thing that we're doing, is we're constantly evolving and trying to give and have strategies and what things we believe that will be open and how we can free him up a little bit. To make it a little bit easier for him, give him some advantages, and we'll keep doing that, and hopefully we keep having the same success.
As you try to go back and take a look at that Cal game, anything they did in particular in that first half, what they held them to three, and then obviously in the second half, he went off for 18.
You know what, you just got certain opportunities. You know, we started off hot, and then we kind of went through a dry spell, and we were getting good movement early, and then our movement trying to change. Teams try to put bigger guys on him. And, you know, when he goes one-on-one, they try not to foul and use their size. And, He's dealt with that all year, and you can just see him get more and more comfortable with that. But not really anything. He was able to get going the second half, and he was really trying to get other guys going in the first half.
And then I also remember that game for the run that you guys used at the end. Once you guys were down 51-47 or something like that, and then went on like a 17-4 run. Just if you remember that, do you remember kind of what happened then?
I do. They got an intentional foul. There was an elbow on one of our players. And, you know, from then on, you know, our defense, our crowd, we were able to get into transition and get some steals. You know, PJ hit a big three when we were, you know, it was 6 points to spread it to 9. Crowd energy was there, and we were as good defensively as we've been all year in that little 5-minute period to close the game out. And that was pretty darn good.
And think just this, just as you guys get into what there's like 11 games left, you're like getting into the second half of the Pac-12 season. Are you having conversations about these guys about finishing this season and, you know, the things that it takes to finish off something that's a pretty good thing right now?
You know what, Percy, great question. The thing that we just focus on is, you know, how we can reach our potential and how we can get better every game. Still believe there's a lot of meat on the bone left, especially, you know, guys offensively, other guys making shots. I think we can go to a whole nother level. I think defensively we're starting to really feel confident in what our zone can do, and guys are understanding, you know, game planning and personnel and kind of the tweaks and the adaptations that you can make during the game. And we just keep growing. And we've kind of had the focus, not, you know, long-term picture. It was more of the short-term picture of how we can get better every day and how we can compete to win the next game. And that's been kind of our mantra and what we've been focused on. And these guys have embraced it and have really executed it well.
All right, Coach. Thank you.
Percy.
Ken, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, when it comes to Langston and Jackson, you talk about meat on the bone. What are you seeing in practice that might get us a little bit more excited to see them make an impact the rest of the season?
Well, they both have had, you know, have had big parts to our team and big moments. I think it's the consistency. And the thing that makes a great team is that you have multiple players that can play different type of roles. You know, you think of having weapons and different weapons. And, you know, we believed in the second half of our game against Utah that we had to play more man. And that's, you know, the strength of some players and not the strength of others. But Jackson is a guy, you know, he's just scratching the surface. I believe, you know, he's had great moments. He's got the ability to make shots. And when he's aggressive on the defensive end, you know, we're different. You saw what Langston did against Arizona. Now it just goes back to the consistency of that. You know, he's the energy bus, right? He's can block shots and get on the offensive glass and finish in transition. So those are all the things that we're looking for. I think a big part of what we're doing is the energy. You know, you can't, you know, it's like an old pickup truck. Like you can't, you bring it in. You don't have to, you know, start it and let it run for 10 minutes before it can be productive. You know, we need to be able to go in there, press the button, turn on the ignition, and those guys need to be flying around. That's when we're going to be really good. And I felt like, you know, that comes from being comfortable and mentally and emotionally ready. And like I said, those guys have been big in a lot of our games this year. Now it just goes back to the consistency. Riley's another guy for us, you know, when he's ready to come in and gives you a different look. It's like you got three different type of guys who can impact the game three different type of ways.
Also, some of the games that were canceled or postponed earlier in the year, any word on if those are going to be played at all?
We hope. You know, there's been talk about it. It just goes back to once it's on. Once it's written and etched in stone and there, that's when we'll be excited. you know, so many great opportunities, and just hopefully we can get those on the calendar and the schedule. Obviously, it's been tough with so many cancellations, but we believe that the Pac-12 will, you know, is doing a great job of trying to find areas and times of when these games can happen.
Going through that time where games were just getting canceled and you guys didn't play for a long time, are you more comfortable a lot of that stuff is behind you? I know you're always a little bit tepid, but are you just kind of glad that part's behind?
Yeah, you know, I think we've learned that it's an unpredictable world. And, you know, we talk about with our program, ready for anything. And, you know, there's last year was pretty tough. This year there were so many different turns and drops, and felt like I was on Space Mountain in Disneyland. Different things that they go up and down. But these guys have been really resilient. And, you know, like I said, hopefully we can reschedule those games and, you know, give our fans something special.
Thanks, Coach.
Scott, go ahead.
Hey, Coach. You know, congratulations on the two wins this past week. The game against Utah, you guys got some really good stops defensively. I'm sorry if you can't hear me.
No, it's okay.
You guys got some really good stops defensively, and it seemed like the offense and the crowd really fed off of that defense. Is that, am I seeing something that wasn't there, or is that true?
Yeah, you know, sometimes this year our defense has been our best offense, and that's what gives, you know, when they talk about home court advantage, I think that's where the home court advantage is when you feel, you don't just hear them, but you feel the crowd. And I believe they had a huge impact on our success in this last week, and have since we played Pac-12 games. They've impacted when we needed to get a stop. Our defense has been really, really outstanding near the end of games, closing, understanding how to hold leads, and those things are two different types. But in terms of getting stops when the games are close, so many of these games come down to one and two possessions, and to be able to have the energy of the dog pack and our fans, you know, as you can see the difference, you can see the lockdown, the focus, the drive, the energy. That's the advantage of having fans and being home. They played a huge impact with us for sure.
And I guess I would just ask about last year when you guys were playing in front of an empty Alaska Airlines Arena. You know, the difference has got to be markedly different for you guys.
You know what? We were in a few close games last year where, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the difference. You know, the crowd is gives you bigger muscles, makes you bigger, faster, stronger in so many different ways. That energy is so electric and contagious. Hopefully they, you know, felt like they really have really been starting to come out and giving us that support, which they always have. And, you know, just keep coming and helping us, and hopefully we're making them proud.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
Percy, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to get your thoughts. Are there any comparisons between what Terrell's doing this year and what Jalen did his sophomore year?
You know what? Both really good in the games when you need them. Both really tough when you need tough plays being made. And, you know, both from Garfield, both take a lot of pride. Both are winners. And that's the comparison. You know, hopefully we can keep winning and, you know, keep building, keep growing. You know, Jalen, obviously that was his second year. This is Terrell's first. That would be the difference, you know, the comfort level and a team being able to pull together for 2 years, which this team has been put together for 5 or 6 months. So those are probably the differences, but some of the stuff Terrell Brown's doing is no one's ever done.
Are you finding yourself using any of those plays that you did with Jalen and just having sort of gone through that with him and kind of know how to sort of ride out those games and to win a lot of games like that way?
Yeah, you give it to your best player and trust that he'll produce and hopefully put him in a situation where he can be at his best. And if teams take that away, make sure you have guys around him that can make shots outside of him. It's pretty simple formula. Players are, players make plays, and he's made plays all year for us to win. I don't see it slowing down. I just think I can only see it keep getting better.
There you go. All right, Mike.
Thank you, personally.
Thanks, sir.
All right, Jeffrey, go ahead.
Hi, Coach. What's really stood out lately is your guys' ability to finish close games. And just can you talk about that and what that says about your team?
Great teams find ways to win. And if it's a loose ball, the Utah game, I saw more people diving on loose balls and battling than I have in a long time. And just that will to win and a group of guys willing to do anything they can to win is what it's all about. And so, to win close games, you got to be able to get stops. You got to be able to make your foul shots. And, we can still do that better. We've had some opportunities to put away games that have kept people there. But those are things you can't control. You can control your defense and making sure you're executing and making sure a certain guy you don't want to shoot is not shooting or getting a shot that they're comfortable with. Then you got to finish off with rebounding. But we're finding ways it can be better. And we'll work every day to keep it better, but they're finding ways for sure.
Thanks.
You're welcome, Jeff.
All right. Anything else for Coach today? All righty, Coach Hop, you are good to go.
All right, guys. Hope to see you guys on Thursday out in the Bay.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.